Welcome to International EFT Tapping Month 2022. Today we are going to tap on those in-laws driving us nuts. Mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, father-in-law, you name it. That's what today's free EFT Tapping MP3 Tap Along is going to cover. So, is your mother-in-law driving you nuts? Then let's tap on it. Before we jump into it, remember to take responsibility for your actions, and if at any time you want to stop, go ahead and do so. It's all good, and if you need to first consult with your mental or medical health professional, please do so. This is offered as information only. If you're not quite ready to tap, please put this on pause and come back to it when you are in a place to do so. Maybe you need to have a quiet space, the dogs are barking, the kids are running around, whichever it may be, feel free to come back to it when you are in a place to do so. Remember, drink water, get some more water, take your note-taking items, and remember to wash your hands. You may, of course, even want some tissue just in case. Okay, so let's begin. My mother-in-law is driving me nuts, or any other in-law, fill in the blank, okay? But we're going to go with mother-in-law for right now. Say it to yourself. My mother-in-law is driving me nuts. What comes up for you? How do you feel it in your body? On a scale of 0 being calm and 10 being riled up about it, what number would you give it? Take notes, and let's begin tapping. Start on the side of either hand and with your fingertips, begin tapping while thinking of our topic for today. Once you know what's coming up for you, how you feel about it, and a specific situation, then you can form your own setup statement. And until you do that, we can use the sample one for today. Even though my mother-in-law is driving me nuts, I'm so annoyed, so irritated, I'm just done. And I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though my mother-in-law is driving me nuts, I can't take it. It's so annoying, it's overbearing, and it's enough. And that's just where I'm at. Even though my mother-in-law is driving me crazy, I'm annoyed, I'm frustrated, she's micromanaging and doing everything else that's annoying, and I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Eyebrow. I can't stand her. I can't stand her. I don't get it. How did this happen? Side of the eye. I can't stand my mother-in-law right now. She's driving me nuts. Under the eye. And as you're tapping, some things may come through. Thoughts, words, images, colors, visions. Write those down. Because I feel like this is a very powerful, and when I say I mean we here at the team, we feel this is a very powerful life occurrence that we all go through. Dealing with people who drive us nuts, regardless of their relationship to us, you know, in terms of being an in-law. But this is for in-laws, so maybe it's your sister-in-law, your brother-in-law. Write it all down. Under the nose, I can't stand my in-law. Driving me nuts. Micromanaging. And why doesn't anyone speak up about it? I can't be the only one, surely. Chin. I can't stand my in-law. Driving me nuts. I don't know what to do. Well, I know what I want to do. Collarbone. I don't see a way out of this. Not with a good resolution at this moment, based on what I feel like I want to do about it. I can't stand my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, my father-in-law. Are there any other in-laws I'm forgetting about? Under the arm. I can't stand my mother-in-law. She's driving me nuts. I don't know what to do about it. Or maybe I do. Top of the head. I can't stand her. She's driving me nuts. My in-law of choice, fill in the blank. My in-law is driving me crazy. Stop tapping, take a deep breath. How do you feel now? Jot it down. Have you burped? Have you yawned? Have you passed gas? Are you thirsty? Do you feel anything shift in your body? Those are good signs. Signs of release and the energy moving, unblocking itself. So what do you feel? Jot it down. And what number would you give it now? As you may know, the goal is to get it down to a zero. So keep going on your own until you felt some relief, if you like. And if anything comes up in terms of a change in the way you feel, and if anything changes in your body, as mentioned, note those things and tap on those things as well, if you like. Thank you for participating in this year's International EFT Tapping Month. Please do share this resource with others and invite them to download our completely free items. And even better, if you want the reminder, join the mailing list to get each day's resource in your inbox. Just go to internationaltappingmonth.com. And if you're a practitioner, you can also go to internationaltappingmonth.com/submit. You can tag us at Tapping Month or hashtag Tapping Month across all social media channels. And if you know of any advocates for rarely talked about health concerns, please send them our way so we can also help bring awareness to those items as well. Thank you so much. Until next time, happy tapping from your ITM team. Bye-bye.